Don't move, just leave your galaga here on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's my turn.
Every weekend, Monitor 67 helps you keep up with everything current, informative, and entertaining. I'm Brad Crandall with thanks to Jack Haskell for minding the store the last 2 weeks. Later during this half hour, Joe Garagiola reviews the possibilities of indoor mini-soccer. It's a new game. And immediately after Bobby Darin finishes talking to animals, he'll talk to Monitor about the two favorite things in his life, singing and acting.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course, can you? If I conferred with our furry friends and the animals, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and talk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages why any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle, and my Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say winotamus, and I would. If I could parley with pachyderms, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals and talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and talks with the animals, and they could talk to him. Let me hear him talk. Study every creature's language so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends said, can he talk in crab or maybe pelican? You'd say like hell he can, and you'd be right. And if you just stop and think of it, ain't no doubt of it, I'm gonna win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals,
you're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Running out of interesting things to do? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop into Citgo, the little different gas station. Get to know your car a little better. Get some Citgo driving tips. Do a little window shopping. Plan a trip. Or just relax a few minutes in a gas station that's just a bit nicer. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
You wouldn't call singer-actor Bobby Darin exactly shy and retiring, no. Just as this entertainer has a way of belting out a ballad, he also is a young man of firm conviction and supreme confidence and the courage of his convictions. Appearing this week as a singer, not an actor, at Westbury, New York, next week his songs will help shake up the Shady Grove Music Fair in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Singing is obviously not immediately on his mind, however, as he reviews his acting career with Monitor reporter Bob Goggin.
Bobby, I remember reading a couple of years back that you really, all this time, had wanted to be an actor instead of a singer.
Well, it's not my doing so much as it is a prefixed notion on the part of either the industry or the mass public. And by that I mean the following. I started as, in terms of general acceptance, a singer, you know. One who played nightclubs and theaters and recorded and so forth. Now, in doing 9 films, 2 or 3 of which were quite well acclaimed critically, and having received an Academy Award nomination for a picture called Captain Lou and M.D. at 27, you would think that the same mass public or the same industry would accept you in that other medium, namely the acting seriously or acting in a dramatic form on film. That has not been the case, per se. And a thing like the nomination came and went without all that to do. So I backed off. Now I'm 31. That happened 4 years ago. I backed off and I tried to look at it, you know, objectively. And I said, well, evidently what it is some strange reluctance to having someone, 27, make that kind of stride and accept it, per se. Maybe you have to be 37, you see, before they're going to accept a transition. Now, rather than fight that and stay away from a medium that I certainly love, namely the in-person performing field, I said, no, let me go do that and see if that doesn't regenerate some of the excitement, R.E., the acting game itself. And I find that it's a slow process, but it's a definite one. When you're working a nightclub, people, a la producer, director, screenwriters, heads of companies, heads of advertising agencies, what have you, will come in. They can come in and see you someplace. They don't have to rely on that which was, quote, unquote, an image of yesterday. Therefore, it serves its purpose. If I had gone directly to the acting game and at the inception of my career, then people would be saying, well, he's an actor and so forth. And if I were to step foot on a nightclub stage, they say he was an actor who sings. They say he's a singer who acts on occasion. You know? So I don't mind. I would love to do an important film a year or maybe two. I would love to know that at least half of my schedule, for that matter, was devoted to film acting, because I do love it. The fact that it's not at the moment, I regard, at least optimistically, as a transitional necessity.
I think at 31 you've grown as an entertainer. You seem to be, having seen your show, you seem to be more of a total entertainer in the sense of doing impersonations. You're playing a lot of different kinds of music, anywhere from soul to wild out sound, and it seemed the audience seemed to like it very much.
I'm a strange duck in terms of my wanting to keep an edge on today. I do sing what I want to sing today, and I do perform as I wish to perform. And in terms of an audience's acceptance, I do sing what I want to sing today, and I do perform as I wish to perform. There's something in there, I feel, for just about every individual on a total spectrum.
Bobby Darin, it's been a pleasure having a Monitor.
My pleasure, thank you.
This is Robert Goggin for Monitor.
Europe's leading promoter of soccer believes the game may become more popular if he cuts down on the size of the teams and brings the game indoors. Joe Garagiola chats with him a few minutes from now, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Soupy Sales, and here's today's words of wisdom. Show me an astronaut who's wearing his red woolen underwear, and I'll show you a man who's been properly briefed. Now, we're all familiar with the astronauts, but did you know that many of them were chosen from the ranks of naval aviators? You too can become a naval aviator if you possess the necessary qualifications and have a desire to fly. Investigate the Navy's Aviation Officer Candidate Program. Contact your nearest Naval Air Station or Naval Air Reserve Training Unit today.
led the major leagues in batting in 1935.
That's right.
He played for Pittsburgh in 1935. Son of a gun. It was Archie Vaughn.
That's right.
Because he usually is right, sports fans turn to Bill Mazur for answers. Weekdays at 5 p.m., Saturdays at 6 on WNBC.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Monitor once again the time, exactly 18 minutes after the hour. You're looking for a winning combination? Here's one. Herbie Mann's orchestra and Carmen McRae's voice.
Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink it, drink as if it were the last. Live, just live for life. Yesterday's a memory gone for good forever, and tomorrow is a gift. What is real is what is here and now, and here and now is all that we possess. So take my hand and we will take the moment, if for just a moment's happiness. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I will lead you through the mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share the splendor to be shared, magic places to explore, dare the dangers to be dared. Life is all of this and more, this and more. My love, and live for life, and life will live for you forevermore. Live, just live for life. Live, just live for life.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components. Here's Joe.
Is soccer an indoor or an outdoor sport? One man who should know has a surprising opinion, and I'll be back with that after this from VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, I have a steel trap mind. You tell me a name like VM, the voice of music, once, it's locked in that mind forever. I have a system. They make tape recorders, right? Well, that reminds me there's a model for home office or school. Immediately, that brings to mind one model that's a regular home music center and a cordless model that fits in my briefcase and works off a rechargeable power cell. Works. They're so simple to work, any schoolboy can do it. Which means these tape recorders have got to be the biggest value since the Louisiana Purchase. Get it? To remember that name, I simply whistle a few bars of Scooby-Dooby-Loo from Louisiana U, and somehow I think this is crumbling all about me. I don't understand what's going on.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Enzo Munoz, he is a rare man in the sports world, a soccer promoter who's been successful in this country. And he feels for the game to be a success here, it has to become an indoor sport. Why, Enzo?
Well, first of all, I got the idea watching the children play in different parts of the world in the streets. When these children play in the streets, everybody seems to stop watching them because they're playing a small street with a small ball, and the action seems to be more compact, more exciting. Now, we know that most of these matches are playing on outdoor sport. The outdoor soccer is being played on big fields, and people don't seem to be following the sport so well. They don't even know the rules. So by watching these kids playing in the streets, and I seen the excitement among them and fighting, I figured if we bring this game indoor and people get a chance to see it played the way they do in Brazil and other places...
Yeah, but you're talking when you play indoor that you're going to drop some members off the team, make a smaller squad.
Well, first of all, that's we're going back to that street game that I've seen these children play. Usually you can never put 22 players on it because a soccer team is composed of 11 players. So now you can never put in a street game 22 players. Usually they play 4 on each side or 5 on each side. And I've seen the idea from that.
How many would you put in?
It all depends on what kind of a court. If you go into Madison Square Garden, you could put 6 or 7 on each side. You could also play with 5 men on each side. And then their ball handling would become greater. They could show their technique and the great physical conditioning that they have. And I'm quite positive that the people watching it would remain stupefied to see athletes run around for 20, 25 minutes because you couldn't play the regular hour and a half in an indoor tournament.
Would it still be soccer with 5 guys?
I would call it mini soccer.
Mini soccer.
I would call it mini soccer because it is on a small level, and you would have set rules with 2 referees, 1 on each side, just like you have in basketball. And they couldn't fail to hit the stride. And then outdoor soccer would have a better chance.
Well, you still would have outdoor soccer with it.
People by watching it indoor, they'll turn around and go watch it outdoor because they see how it's fair, how it's played fast, and the great ball handling that these players will have. And I would bring in players from different countries. Just there's a team called Vasco da Gama in Brazil. And they are known to be just as great as our Harlem Globetrotters. You bring a team like that indoor and see them juggle that ball around with their feet, people will put on that television to watch them.
You bring them in now, I'll be one of the first ones over there. Enzo, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure, thank you.
That was soccer promoter Enzo Mignozzi. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. From the way State Farm goes on, you'd think our highways are lined with their road signs. Well, there are thousands of them, of course, and each one stands for a State Farm Mutual agent who can probably save you quite a few car insurance bucks. But it's still possible, you know, to travel between a couple of major United States cities without ever once passing a State Farm road sign. For instance, how many have you seen between San Francisco and Honolulu?
The colorful sports reporting of Joe Garagiola, every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio.
Take me home, 14 on the right, 14 on the left.
The Ray Conniff Singers on Monitor.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
King Richard's Flugelnight's playing Come On Over. Come on along with Monitor every weekend nationwide. Probably your friends and relatives across the country enjoy the show, too. In Garden City, Kansas, we're heard on KIUL. A word from the NBC station nearest you right now, and then Monitor comes right back. Brad Crandall, right here.
This is David Brinkley. I'll be with you Monday through Friday with my daily reports on NBC Radio.
On the go with the sound that keeps you in the know every weekend. Monitor 67. I'm Brad Crandall. Mel Allen has all of today's scores and stories from sports and a week, a peek, really, at the week ahead, and he'll check in later this half hour. 3 minutes away, Arlene Francis and guest Theodore Bickel talk about his newest career, helping to renovate a 6-story townhouse.
Oh, no.
The latest from Spanky and our gang. Folk singer and actor Theodore Bickel describes his townhouse, which mixes Victorian and modern Danish, as he visits with Arlene Francis. Brought to you by Andron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and Painter Carpets.
This is Arlene Francis. Now let me tempt you. That's right, I said tempt. I'm going to use a lush, thick carpet, and I'm going to tease you to take off your shoes and run through it barefoot. The carpet is French velvet, and it's made by Painter. In fact, I'm going to invite you to run wild over French velvet, just to prove to yourself how practical a deep pile rug can be. French velvet keeps its new look longer, and that's because of Antron nylon, a new carpet fiber by DuPont. Antron hides soil because of the way DuPont has chemically modified it to minimize soil reflection. So you're going to play hard to get, huh? Well, I haven't run out of my tempting bag, or should I say carpet, of tricks. Grand Alliance is another Painter carpet, one for the holdouts. When you see it, you'll know why. It's made of luxurious Antron nylon, too. And if you're thinking about carpets, see French Velvet and Grand Alliance by Painter at your dealers. Let yourself be tempted by Antron nylon. Don't fight it. A fellow who can act, sing, play a guitar, and speak seven languages must certainly have an extraordinary home. Theodore Bickel is that talented fellow, and he is my guest today. Theo, tell us about your new and, I'm sure, extraordinary home.
Well, first of all, it is extraordinary because my cuffs of the pants that I'm wearing right now are full of plaster. And our dog is not to be believed. You think my cuffs are full of plaster? He is, I mean, either you wash him every other day or you give up on him. He helps the man. He's a dust mop, Royal.
You think your dream house has had some nightmares then?
Well, for the moment, yes, it is a nightmare. But we know that it's going to be great because it's got molding. It's about 100 years old. And it's got molding that, like, they don't make no more these days.
Oh, yes. You were able to keep a lot of the things then that were in the house.
Sure. 52 feet of living room. And it's got six floors. It's really four living floors, a cellar, and an attic.
I see.
Obviously, attic that's eventually for kids.
Let's get to the part that's fun, Theo. You're a creative person. How much of the decorating are you doing?
I am creative, you see, with my mind, and I'm creative with sounds. But as far as decorating is concerned, my wife is the creative one. She knows about colors, and she knows about walls, and I've insisted on some things for my office. I've broken through a wall myself. I bought a power tool, I'll have you know.
You did it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I knocked down a wall. I took off a door with a power drill.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, there you are, Moshe Workman.
What is this room of yours going to be like?
Well, it's my office, and the room next to it will be my sort of studio where I have my tapes, my sound equipment, my records, and stuff like that.
Is it any particular period or style?
Yes, modern Danish.
My wife
winces when I say that because she is... like Victorian and stuff. So
Victorian will be the rest of the house.
We've agreed that the lower two floors will be her taste and the upper two floors will be my taste.
But you will meet every now and again.
Yes, in the middle somewhere.
Are you putting in any unusual features in the house?
Well, I'm building a little movie theater.
Oh, are you?
Well,
that's
the
nice.
Dining room will have a nicely concealed... I got the idea, quite frankly, from Sammy Davis's house on the coast. There's a painting, and it's a genuine painting, and you take it, and it's on hinges, and it swings aside, and behind it is the lens of a projector, see?
Yes,
and then you press
the
button, and an electric screen comes down, and that's where you show your movies.
You'll be showing African Queen now that it's its second time around. It can be its third time around in your own house, got it?
I think they will now give me a 16-millimeter print of the movie at last. Alan Arkin owns the house right across the road from me,
See?
And he has a print of The Russians Are Coming, which we both did together.
Yes.
So between the African Queen, which I can lend him, and the Russians, which he can lend me, we'll have...
You'll have your own lending library going. What's next on your agenda, Theo?
Well, I have this coming week two concerts, one in Cleveland on the 22nd and at Carnegie Hall on Saturday night on the 25th. Following which, I start rehearsals for Fiddler on the Roof for 6 months in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much, Theodore Bacall. Good luck with your house renovating project and all your career projects. And thank you for being my guest. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Don't fight it. It's bigger than both of us. I mean the temptation to run barefoot through a field of deep, rich carpeting by painter. Whether you choose to go dashing through French velvet or painter's grand alliance, you will be tripping through wide open spaces of new Antron nylon made by DuPont. Antron keeps its new look longer because it actually hides soil.
Arlene Francis has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Painter Carpeters.
Mel Allen and today's results in sports just a few minutes away, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
The time right now, 14 minutes before the hour, as Monitor keeps your weekend moving along with a song from Miss Lee.
Look down, look down, that lonesome road, before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn.
Moment, Mel Allen with Today in Sports, plus a look at the week ahead. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer is back in action with the finest Mercurys ever built.
Mercury, darling, the fine car touch.
The fine car touch is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got that fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got a selection of brand new 68 models you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Park Lanes, Monterey's, Cougars, and an all-new low-price luxury line called Mercury Montego. 33 models, all built with the fine car touch. By the makers of Lincoln Continental. Your Mercury dealer is ready to talk business. And if you were smart enough to wait for a Mercury, now's the time to collect your reward. See your Mercury dealer today. You'll be glad you didn't settle for second best.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. Baltimore remains the only unbeaten team in professional football after routing Detroit 41-7. 41-7. How about that? and Colt second stringers played the final 13 minutes. Baltimore scored all of its points before the Lions got their lone touchdown in the last quarter. Tom Matte for Baltimore scored twice on the ground. So balanced was the Baltimore attack, it was 27-0 before Johnny Unitas passed for his only touchdown of the afternoon. Washington upset Dallas 27-20. Redskins Sonny Jurgensen passed for four touchdowns, ran his season total to 21. The Cowboys gave it a good try in the final period, trailing 27-6. Craig Morton took over from Don Meredith, passed for two touchdowns. With 2:55 left in the game, the Cowboys marched from their 10 to their own 49, lost the ball on an interception. And then with 58 seconds left, Dallas started another march on its own 17, but it ended on the Redskins' 37 as time ran out. Green Bay 13, San Francisco nothing. The Packers' second shutout of the season, the first 49er whitewash since 1961, eliminating them from the Coastal Division race. And it had to be a day when Green Bay's defense had to shine. Don Chandler booted a pair of field goals. Donnie Anderson scored a touchdown. New York Giants 28, Pittsburgh 20, but a costly win for the Giants, who lost fullback Tucker Fredrickson with torn ligaments in his right knee and defensive tackle Jim Moran with a broken left leg, both out for the season. Sparking New York, Fran Tarkenton passed for two touchdowns, and rookie Randy Manier, who scored two and got into the game as a substitute for Fredrickson. Just 2 weeks ago, Manier was playing in the minor leagues. Cleveland 14, Minnesota 10. The Browns pulled it out in the closing moments. With 3 minutes, 28 seconds left, the Browns recovered a Viking fumble on their own 47-yard line, and then Leroy Kelly carried the last 40 yards in four plays, scoring the winning touchdown, his second of the day, with just 28 seconds left and from just 3 inches out. Chicago Bears 30, St. Louis Cards 3. John Kincannon, injured last week, returned to action, passed for three TDs, ran for a fourth. His scoring aerials were 93 yards, longest in the league this season, 67-51. Kincannon got an assist from the Cards, who were intercepted seven times and fumbled twice. Philadelphia 48, New Orleans 21. Norm Snead threw four TD strikes as the Eagles ran up their largest point total since 1959, avenged the loss to the Saints 2 weeks ago. Los Angeles 31, Atlanta 3. Roman Gabriel passed for two touchdowns, ran for one, set up a 70-yard march, climaxed with a surprise play. Ed Metter passed 18 yards for a score to Billy Trox on a fake field goal attempt. In the American Football League, New York Jets 29, Boston 24, eliminating the Boston Patriots from the title race. Joe Namath passed for 75 and 45-yard touchdowns, and then Don Trull rallied the Patriots for three touchdowns, but not enough. Denver 21, Buffalo 20, ending a 9-game Bronco losing streak. In college football, Orange Bowl officials say they're hopeful of signing Tennessee and Oklahoma tomorrow for the Miami New Year's Night Classic. Looking ahead tomorrow, the World Handball Championships in Toronto, the $50,000 added Gallon Fox Handicap at Aqueduct, and the National Senior AAU Cross Country Championships, the men's at Chicago, the women's at Albuquerque. That's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Welcome home, buddy. Mel Allen here, friends, and now this word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
The best and most colorful coverage of sports every weekend on Monitor. A Lifetime Loving You, the latest ballad from Vic Dana.
You just happened yesterday, yet it seems you came my way before. Darling, I swear I felt your lips on mine at least 1,000 times or more. Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. And now it's all coming true. I've got you.
Behalf of the National Association for Retarded Children. The mentally retarded child is an exceptional child. He must be taught in exceptional ways by special teachers in special classes, in sheltered workshops. With this special teaching, he can learn. Won't you help a retarded child to learn? Piano and Orchestra, Casino Royale. Today is Discovery Day. It honors Columbus' discovery of Puerto Rico in 1493. Other events and other names have gone into history today, and for an up-to-the-minute account of national and international developments, you stay right on the line. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. Brad Crandall here.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.